AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A longtime ally of former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, was sentenced for defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A federal judge gave Bannon 4 months behind bars and a $6,500 fine. Bannon was convicted in July on 2 counts of contempt of Congress after refusing to testify before the panel or provide documents about his involvement in Trump's bid to overturn the 2020 election. The judge said Bannon has not taken responsibility for his actions, and others must be deterred from committing similar crimes. Bannon can stay free pending an appeal, and as he left court, said while this was his judgment day.
On November 8th, there's going to have judgment on the illegitimate Biden regime.
Saying he believes Attorney General Merrick Garland will be impeached. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says Republicans will crash the economy if they get a majority in Congress. What does he think leading up to the midterms?
It's been back and forth with them ahead, us ahead, them ahead, back and forth. And the polls have been all over the place. I think that we're going to see one more shift back to our side in the closing days. And let me tell you why I think that. We're starting to see some of the good news on the economy. Gas prices are down sharply in 46 of the 50 states because of what I've been doing. We're moving in the right direction. There's more to come.
The Treasury Department says this fiscal year's budget deficit shrunk in half from last year, but the deficit soared on a monthly basis last month, largely because of President Biden's plan to forgive student loan debt. Thousands of police officers from around the country were at a football stadium in Connecticut for a funeral for 2 officers in Bristol who were shot to death in an apparent ambush. Stocks are holding on to strong gains. This is AP News. 15-year-old twins and 5 other children are in the custody of Child Protective Services after escaping months of apparently horrific abuse at their Texas home.
Doorbell video shows the twins barefoot and holding handcuffs as they sought help from neighbors Tuesday morning in Cypress, Texas, just outside Houston. Court records say they were severely malnourished but escaped after the boy found a key for the handcuffs and hid it in his mouth. Among the alleged abuse, they told police their mother forced them to drink household cleaners and sprayed oven cleaner in their mouths if they talked too much. 40-year-old Zakiya Duncan and her boyfriend, 27-year-old Jova Terrell, were arrested hours later in Louisiana. The pair are to be extradited to Texas. I'm Ben Thomas.
Prosecutors and defense lawyers rested their case in the trial of 3 men charged with assisting the 2020 plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The 3 did not testify. Closing arguments will be heard Monday. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Check out our huge in-stock selection of TruBolt door locks. We have a variety of styles and finishes to suit your needs. TruBolt door locks provide homeowners and builders with quality door locks at an affordable price. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.